You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's September 23rd. And boy, do you all have a lot to say about how you would ask for $700 billion, which is essentially what Treasury Secretary Paulson is going to be doing on Capitol Hill today, along with Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank. So why do you deserve a bailout?
David Bogoyan here at the University of Newton Square, Worcester, Mass. I need $700 billion. I got a great idea. I'll tell you about it later. I'll kick back $100 million to you, pay you interest, and your kids will have a great life after you're gone. Give me a call back. Thanks a lot.
Nice.
That was very smooth. What's your pitch for a bailout, whether it's $700 billion or something else? We want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
So still with us is editor-at-large for Seed Magazine, Jonah Lehrer, and we're talking about a journey that the little opportunity, the Mars rover, is about to set out on. It's a two-year journey of, 7 miles. It's a mission to the largest Martian crater ever investigated. Opportunity is kind of wobbling along with some minor damages to its right front wheel and can only travel about 110 yards per day, hence the 2 years. But scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab say the rover may never even make it to its destination. But if it does, well, we're joined now by Heidi Hamel, a co-director and senior researcher at the Space Science Institute. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Heidi's our good friend here on The Takeaway. So,
and we're glad to have you back.
Why do we want to visit this crater, Heidi?
Well, this is a much larger crater than we've been to in the past. And what's good about that is it means it's deeper, and we can then explore into the surface of Mars deeper than we've done before. And it's not just going deeper. I mean, we're not just trying to dig a hole here. By going deeper, we're actually able to explore the past geology of Mars by letting the crater do in the digging for us.
I'm glad you didn't say the words drill down. You know, it's very overused. But really, we're using the crater as a kind of a mine to show us what the interior of Mars might look like.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
How old is this crater, and how much digging is Opportunity going to have to do to get into the sort of subsurface?
Well, you know, it looks like a pretty old crater. We have images from orbiting spacecraft around Mars, and the reason it looks old is it looks pretty wiped out, like eroded. It's not fresh. So it's been around a while, but Opportunity's not going to have to do any digging at all. The crater did the digging for us. So Opportunity just is driving down the side of it, looking for exposed faces on the side where we can see different layers of the rocks.
So what's happening with Opportunity? It's wobbling along. Do scientists have a sense of how badly damaged one of its legs is?
Well, you know, I'm sure they're paying really close attention to that. You know, even if it was in perfect condition, it would still have to go really slowly because, remember, you know, we're not physically there driving it, and we can't let it get into trouble. You know, you have to know what's ahead. And so we'll be taking pictures from orbit so that we know what's in its path and that letting it negotiate that as best it can.
Well, it's amazing how I've been to JPL, and it's amazing how physically connected the operators are to those little creatures up there and the satellites that are orbiting and giving pictures in real time as the Opportunity is down on the surface. Jonah Lehrer, you ever wanted to drive one of those rovers?
I think
it sounds like a good Pixar movie, doesn't it?
Wouldn't it? It would be just great to be part of that. I mean, all of us who work in what we call remote sensing, you know, we're trying to study things far away, we feel those connections. We're one with the object.
Well, Jonah, let me ask you that. I mean, can you be one with the object like Opportunity? I mean, can it actually, can your brain be an extension of Opportunity if the interface is right?
Oh, of course. That's what happens every time you play a video game. I think the brain is great at putting itself in imaginary spaces.
But this isn't an imaginary. I mean, you want to go visit a crater, Jonah? You can actually do it.
Well, you're able to imagine that you are on Mars. You're able to act through the robot. You're able to put yourself in that space. And the brain is great at kind of teleporting you into a different body or, in this case, a different machine many, many, many miles away.
So, Heidi, what is the most important discovery that Opportunity is likely to bring back from this crater? We've already gotten some great information from Mars to this point.
You know, it's impossible to predict important discoveries. That's why they're discoveries. If we knew what we were going to find there, we wouldn't need to go. So we're just
right. I mean,
wait
okay,
see,
yeah, right. But
well,
mean, yeah, they're not going to discover a Walmart there, okay?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, they're going to be really looking at the evolution of Mars's past by probing these rocks. I mean, that's the whole point, is we don't know. That's why we're going.
A nice place for a picnic?
Well, if you like dry places.
Heidi, where would you drive Opportunity if you had a place on Mars to take it?
Hey, I'm going with the advice of Steve Squires and those folks. They know Mars much, much better than I do. And if they say this is the right place to go, the right exciting place to go, I'm with them.
All right. Well, it's going to be 2 years till it gets there, so we'll have plenty of opportunity to, you know, talk to you as a little Opportunity hobbles over the boulders. Heidi Hamels, co-director and senior researcher at the Space Science Institute. Thanks so much for being with us, Heidi.
It's a pleasure, as always.
I love this being one with the rover idea, Jonah. That's great.
Well, you know, it's the same thing when you play some video game and you're one with the car on the TV screen.
But in this particular case, it's actually going somewhere. I guess those guys who drive those drone planes in Afghanistan, they're one with that. You know, I actually read they're one with the plane, and they actually have PTSD sometimes because their combat operations are so real.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating.
All right. Well, Jonah, thanks so much for being with us, as always.
Thank you.
Jonah Lehrer, of course, the author of the book Proust Was a Neuroscientist, and he's editor-at-large at Seed Magazine. And with headlines of all things not Mars, we have Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.